Good morning. Spain has been declared officially free from coronavirus after the only two cases in the country, both imported, have been cured and the patients tested negative. The first was a German tourist on La Gomera who had caught what is now dubbed COVID-19 in Munich from a Chinese woman. He was diagnosed 2 weeks ago and at least 25 people in contact with him were closely monitored after staying in voluntary quarantine in their homes. The holidaymaker has now tested negative after being treated in an isolation unit. The second patient was a British man in Mallorca who was admitted to the Son Espaces Hospital in Palma after having displayed flu-like symptoms and having been in contact with a person in France who had developed the condition. He was discharged on Friday after testing negative. Spain no longer has anyone infected with COVID-19, nor anyone at risk, after the 21 Spaniards repatriated from Wuhan left quarantine in Madrid. Traffic was paralysed across Valencia on Friday as thousands of farmers descended on the regional capital to protest against government inaction. Disgruntled farmers also blocked the entrance and exits to the main highway in Lucena near Malaga. The farmers apologised for all of those caught up in the protests and gave out oranges to help ease tensions. All across the Valencian countryside, agricultural workers are protesting and they say they aim to guarantee the future of Spain's agricultural industry and to provide better prices for local produce. In Valencia, thousands of farmers, ranchers and beekeepers arrived in buses from the provinces, accompanied by some 500 tractors. Similar protests have been held across Europe as farmers decry a perceived indifference towards their plight by local and EU governments. A Spanish-Colombian drug trafficking ring has been broken up in Granada. Police have arrested two men and a woman after seizing just under 400,000 euros in cash and more than 100 grams of cocaine in an investigation dubbed Operation Spider-Man. The trio, aged between 26 and 32, were running a sophisticated cocaine trafficking and money laundering ring between Granada and the small town of Almería. Police said the large amount of cash indicated the group were making huge profits from their trade. A British Tesco executive has died whilst paddleboarding off the coast of Lanzarote. Ofer Deshe, who was 50, was pulled out of the sea by surfers after getting into difficulties off Famara Beach. Medical responders tried to revive him after he went into cardiac arrest. One source said the British man, thought to have been based in Bath in Somerset, was seen collapsing onto his stand-up paddleboard before falling into the sea. He became Tesco's head of experience, design and research in June last year. And Rafal local police noticed the smell of marijuana in one of their buildings in Callosa de Segura. A 55-year-old Spaniard was seen coming and going from a seemingly disused property. Agents swooped last week and found a marijuana factory throughout a series of rooms in the building. Police found that three rooms had air intake and extraction systems, heat lamps, air conditioners, thermostats and an irrigation system illegally connected to the local electricity supply. 400 marijuana plants and equipment worth over 17,000 euros was uncovered, leading to the man's arrest for a crime against public health. He was taken to court, charged, and later released. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.